How to leverage the inversion method. According to relationship researcher John Gottman, the magic ratio is 5-1. That is, the healthiest relationships generally have 5 times or more positive interactions for every 1 negative interaction. Other studies have shown that human beings have a greater ability to recall negative or painful memories than positive ones. As I covered in the attrition equation, prospect theory would suggest that we are more commonly driven by fear of failure than possibility of success. So what does this all mean? On the whole, people have a bias for negativity. So here's an optimistic take on negativity bias. Knowing that people have a bias for negativity could sound like a problem. You might want to know how we fix this. You might recognize it in yourself and want to change. But today I want to offer an alternative perspective. The negativity bias could be one of your most valuable assets that you have at your disposal, both personally and professionally. We can use the inversion method to find buried treasure. Every customer persona exercise starts with some sort of a guessing game or research into what people like. Every focus group and every customer research panel tries to hone in on what people like about a product or service. And I'm not saying that these are not good things to do, but it paints an incomplete picture and potentially stops you from finding the most useful insights. The real insights can be found by flipping everything upside down. What people don't like, or even to some extent what they hate, can be as much of a pivotal aspect of their identity as what they do like. But what's even more important is that by saying what we don't like, we often reveal what we do like. I'll pause on that point for a moment. Did you catch it? By taking what people say that they dislike and inverting it, we reveal an insight that we may not have otherwise found. I'll give you a couple examples. Here's a problem. I hate their ads. They're so annoying and cocky, and they don't say what the product even is. What would the solution be to that? Say what the product is in your ad. Don't be cocky. How about this one? Here's another problem. My boss is such a jerk. He never listens to me or my ideas, and he treats me like a servant rather than a colleague. Here's a solution. Listen to people's ideas. Alter your language to show respect and your actions to show that you care. I'll give you one final one. I'm exhausted all the time. I feel like I do everything around the house and my husband acts like he expects it. And I have to make dinner after a full day of work? What's the solution here? Share in the household responsibilities and take care of dinner several nights per week. Let your partner know that you appreciate all of their hard work, even after a long day. What people like or want is often cloaked by the negativity bias. So if people are more likely to remember the negative, more likely to talk about the negative, why not use that to your advantage? I think that the magic ratio is a gift. Here are some ways you might use the negativity bias to your advantage. When conducting consumer research, ask people more questions about what bothers them, what frustrates them, and what they hate, either about your products and services or the universe it attempts to correct. If you're trying to build the best company culture, ask every team member and every qualified candidate you interview what they hated about prior jobs and bosses. If you're in a meeting trying to brainstorm a product, build a marketing strategy, or even build your entire brand messaging architecture, start by opening the floodgates and talking about everything you viscerally dislike. Gather these databases full of gripes, and then take every statement and invert it. You see, the inversion method actually helped me write an entire book. In case you missed previous announcements, I have a book coming out in January 2022, and it's called The Lovable Leader. The book is 11 step-by-step framework-rich chapters and clocks in at around 200 pages. The vast majority of the content is the product of the inversion method. I looked at every bad boss I ever had, listened to every gripe I've heard from other people about work, and reviewed every study I could find about what causes us to disengage at work. And then I flipped it. What was revealed helped create a handbook for new managers to build great teams with trust, respect, and kindness. It outlined the process for creating teams where care is at the center. Safety is baked into the process and trust is the primary currency. I hope you'll check out my book, but more importantly, I hope you'll begin to use the inversion method in your own life and work. By leveraging the negativity bias rather than fighting against it, you can supercharge yourself with insights to help you change the world in a way that is meaningful to you. Good luck. Thank you for listening. This has been Becoming Superhuman, the podcast, which is an audio version of my newsletter that comes out every Monday and Thursday with insights and explorations into how we can collectively unlock our potential, do work that matters, and change the world. If you like what I'm doing and you want to support my work as an independent creator, please consider signing up for my paid newsletter. where you will get access to my private Discord server, a whole host of resources on Notion, including valuable templates, reading lists, suggested tools and apps, along with a whole lot more. And finally, paid subscribers get access to both open office hours, where they can talk through challenges in branding, leadership, culture change, marketing and sales, as well as productivity, as well as members-only quarterly webinars. If you are interested in supporting my work as an independent creator, please go to jeffgibbard.com/plus. I hope to see you on the next episode of Becoming Superhuman. Thanks again for listening. This podcast is part of the Shareable Podcast Network. Learn more at shareable.fm.